People just love to gossip. Why is that? Because there's always an eager audience. And you know, there are other people who just love to persuade people to follow them or to agree with them. In fact, to me, it seems that some folks are addicted to getting people to agree with them. And it's difficult to believe, but there are those who just relish separating the brethren. The Apostle Paul understood the tendency that so many of us have to listen to things that are just fascinating. And in his letter to the churches, he says over and over that we are not to engage in dialogue with those who have the agenda of spreading contention, or those who think that they're special and have found some kernel of truth that nobody else really understands, or those who have something against somebody else and just want to complain. We're not to listen to that. We're not to participate in it. I'm going to read from Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. For my concern is that their hearts may be braced, comforted, cheered, and encouraged, as they are knit together in love, that they may come to have all the abounding wealth and blessings of assured conviction of understanding, and that they may become progressively more intimately acquainted with and may know more definitely and accurately and thoroughly that mystic secret of God, which is Christ, the Anointed One. In Him, all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden. And now listen to this. This is so interesting. Paul says, and I say this in order that no one may mislead and delude you by plausible and persuasive and attractive arguments and beguiling speech. Isn't that interesting? It's always unpleasant to remove yourself from an aggressive conversation, but God's word is clear. By listening to things that are out of line with the Bible or against other Christians, or even by listening to complaining, you lend your body and all your faculties to the momentum of the problem of the speaker. Would you be a soldier of the cross? That means the death of the flesh. It means obedience, even if it's an area where you're perceived to be unsympathetic. Love does the thing that is right, not necessarily the thing that is wanted. You're learning to keep a guard on your mouth. Learn now to keep a guard on your ears as well.